Only the best will do for mom. So make Whole Foods Market your Mother's Day destination. Shop the floral department for vibrant blooms like tulips, orchids, peonies, and expert-crafted bouquets. Then head to the wellness and beauty department and give mom a spa-like experience with scented candles and more. And if you're hosting brunch or dinner, order flavorful Whole Foods Market catering by May 9th. Celebrate Mother's Day with Whole Foods Market in store and online.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about shoplifting because retailers are renewing calls for a crackdown on what they say is an epidemic of shoplifting right across the country. Vincent Jennings is the Chief Executive Officer, the CEO of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association. Vincent, how bad is the situation?
Good afternoon, Kieran. It's very bad. It is a pandemic. It is an epidemic. And it most certainly is an awful lot worse than the official statistics.
How so? How is it worse than what's officially recorded?
Yeah, because you've just got to understand that the frustration that the owners and the staff feel for the current reporting system. You have to ring 999 now rather than your local Garda station. You could be waiting literally 3 days before you get somebody to come along to investigate the matter. If there is an investigation and if there is an apprehension, if there is a prosecution, quite frequently it's as a result of so many adjournments and people attending and the like that they just lose the will to live because there's no outcome that is satisfactory quite frequently at the end of it. And people say, I'm not going to put myself and my staff through that again. So they just don't report it. And so, the data is not complete.
Is this a problem that's gotten worse post-COVID? We were talking yesterday on the show about different situation, but strikes me possibly same wheelhouse, and it's antisocial behaviour in public transport. And the statistics there would reveal there's a real pre and post COVID difference. What about when it comes to shoplifting?
I think you're right. It is, I suppose, if you are to look at a demarcation line, although we were open all the way throughout, and we did notice there to be significant levels of antisocial behaviour. Sometimes you were just putting that down to, well, so many other places were closed, that they were kind of congregating, but they got used to doing certain things in certain ways and getting away with certain things in certain ways. And we found that the level of, and this was the most worrying thing and is the most worrying thing, the level of aggression, the level of abuse, the level of racism and misogyny that is directed against the workforce. No person goes to work to get abused to that level. And that is rising and it is frightening.
Vincent, I'm going to ask you what should be done about all of this in just a moment. But Sheila Clark is with me, who's the manager of Clark's XL shop in Ballina in County Mayo. Sheila, are you one of those people who doesn't necessarily always report this because it's just not worth the hassle?
Hi, Kieran. No, I'd have to agree with Vincent. There are certainly situations where you really have to consider whether it's worth your effort at all to go and report it, especially where it's juvenile offenders. Because, there was a time you'd call the local station, they'd know who you were, they'd recognise them off CCTV, they'd go back and knock on the door. And very, very often just the vision of a guard on your front doorstep would be enough to deter. But as Vincent mentioned, that's not the case anymore. It has to go to the central system and be dispatched out. And the time lapse then between the actual offence and any process, it just, there's a total disconnect, and then a lot of the time then there's nowhere to go with it. There's no avenue of compensation or any way of recouping, and certainly we have found, because we have a forecourt site as well, and we have found the issue of drive-off has certainly post-COVID escalated.
Even though people are much more identifiable in that situation because you've got the reg.
They are, but you see, this is where, GGBR nearly goes against us because, again, we had our local community, we had our local Gardaí, we would have been able to phone the station and say, look, this reg, they haven't paid. They'd come back and say, oh, that's so-and-so from down the road. We could make contact ourselves and recoup. But because that's not permitted under GDPR rules, it has to go to the Gardaí. They have to go out. They have to try and, you know, convince the person to come back in. And then, you know, there's the option of going through the courts to try and recoup the monies. We actually had a case that made it to court, and the judge directed the individual to pay into the court poor box. There was never a word mentioned about actually paying.
So, sorry, so you didn't get your money back after going through the whole process. At the end,
the
that person was out money, yep. But you didn't get anything.
Nothing.
That's
so
bad.
You see, situations like that, you're left kind of sitting. And in fairness to the Gardaí, you know, a lot of time we get thrown back with the response of, well, you know, we're not a debt collecting service, because you'd have issues where somebody might come up, their card would decline, they'd forgotten their wallet, so on and so forth. Look, we're all human, it happens. That's not to say people are going out of their way to try and deceive us. But by the same token, you know, we ring up the guards and say, look, so-and-so came in, but they didn't have their wallet. And they're like, well, we're not a debt collecting service. And you kind of have to see their point in one way, but in another way, we have absolutely no other recourse. So what are we supposed to do? So it sort of goes round and round in circles. And at the end of the day, it is the retailer who is entirely out of pocket. So, yeah, the fuel side, it's become more of an issue, definitely, and just generally.
And what about in the store itself then, Sheila? Is it young lads and young ones? Is it opportunism? They're just slipping something into the pocket? Is it people with substance abuse issues? Is it organised?
Yeah. See, this is it. There's always been that juvenile element of divilment, shall we say. And I'd say there's very few now to could put their hand up and say they never even thought about it. But
Sheila, hold on now. Be careful now.
No, Kieran, don't let the halo slip now. Don't let the halo slip. But there are, and of course, you know, there is the side of it where there are individuals with mental health issues. And that's a whole other discussion in terms of, you know, how the system is letting them down. But then again, it's all coming back on the retailer. And we have, you know, how is it being made our responsibility, and how are we being left footing the bills? But then you have definitely got opportunist, and then you have the sort of the hardcore, nearly professional individuals out there. They wouldn't be local, it has to be said. They would be the individuals that would nearly make their living off going around the country and defrauding. But it's all out there. It's all happening. We have found most encouraging, I think, post-COVID is the level of public engagement in terms of, you know, if somebody actually witnesses something, they come back to you privately and say, look, just in case I saw this, bringing it to your attention. And I have to say, Karen, it is very encouraging in that regard, you know, to know that our customers and our local community care what's going on in our stores, because they can see what's happening and they can understand the pressures we're under. But is it getting any better? Absolutely not.
Vincent is still with us, Vincent Jennings. Vincent, what do you think should be done about this?
Well, thanks. One of the things that certainly is different now, not only is the public engaged, but the politicians are actually engaged now. And it was part of the programme for government that was knocked together by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and others. And so at the start of May, there is a retail forum specifically on retail crime is being held. And that's under the auspices and joint chairmanship of Jim O'Callaghan and Alan Dillon. And we would like to think that they will be rolling out those promises that were made within the programme for government, which include such things as exclusion orders, as additional sentencing, as Sheila's mentioned about GDPR, relaxation of the GDPR rules for the sharing of information, matters relating to the Defamation Act as it affects transient retail, and for grants for CCTV systems, additional security systems. So, I mean, I won't say there's light at the end of the tunnel, but at least there is a program in place to alleviate things.
One listener says, I used to steal bags of Haribo from the corner shop, and I honestly have nightmares about it now. I've no idea why I did it. I'd even have the money with me in case I was caught, and I'd absolutely kill my kids if I found them doing it. Today, somebody else, this is an interesting one for you, Sheila. Petrol stations just need to adopt a prepay model only to solve this problem.
We are considering that. It is something we have to sit down and seriously look at, because it is the only way around it. Unfortunately, it will be very inconvenient for a large part of our clientele, but at the end of the day, we may not have any other recourse.
Sheila, thanks a million for joining us. Sheila Clark, who runs Clark's XL shop, the manager of Clark's XL shop in Ballinan, County Mayo, and Vincent Jennings, who's the CEO of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association. Jean McCabe is with me, the CEO of Retail Excellence. Jean, do you agree we need to take this more seriously?
Good afternoon, Kieran. Yes, absolutely. We're certainly seeing a significant increase in shoplifting and retail crime, and feedback from our own members would be that they've seen between a 30 and 50% increase in stock loss this year, year on year, with a significant increase also with abuse and antisocial behaviour in stores. So certainly needing harder sentencing and legal reforms to ensure that there's stricter penalties. It's, you know, it's like anything. How do you change behaviour? You have to make it a consequence for that behaviour.
And what's the feedback from your members, Jean, in terms of who's doing it? Is it, you know, young lads and young ones slipping the bar into the pocket? I mean, to a degree, that might always happen on some level. Is it people with addiction issues or mental health issues? And we see kind of the incidence rate in that world increasing. Is it organised?
Both. So it's certainly widespread, and you can't categorise exactly the type of character that's doing it. Certain groups obviously more prevalent than others, but being a retailer myself, it's often the person you'd never think. But we are seeing organised crime gangs then also sweeping the country, going after high value goods. And then we're also seeing very organised crime where they're nearly stealing to order, where the products are being stolen from the likes of pharmacies and they're going up on sale on Facebook Marketplace. And quite blatantly, what there appears to be is this a lack of consequence for these gangs, and they're operating without any fear.
And that must be dispiriting, I take it, for your members, where they might report an incident and then the same people who perpetrated it are back in the shop a week or a month later.
Certainly, there is a serious frustration amongst our members in relation to how it's tackled, but no different for the Gardaí themselves. You know, they're going through the process of arresting someone, bringing them through the system, and that same perpetrator is back out in a store stealing 2-3 hours later. That same Gardaí is then called. So very frustrating for them as well. So this, I think our justice system needs to do better. We have to take it seriously. You think about crime, it always starts with petty crime. So we need to nip this in the bud. And, you know, legal reform, stricter penalties, a system that works and mitigates that crime, the incidence of crime, is really important. As I said, it's about changing behaviour, and there has to be a consequence for retail crime.
A point that was made by some of our contributors earlier in the show as well is that it used to work a little bit better when you could report things to your local Garda station, because now this wouldn't be the case in terms of the organised crime sprees that you describe, but the crimes of opportunity are where you know it is somebody from the local community. The local guard turning up at the door was often enough to maybe scare them away. Or they gave the example of the drive-off, another contributor we had on the show earlier, where you could just give the reg to the local guard. They'd know exactly who it was. And even the shop owner or the guard themselves, again, could turn up at the door and say, go back there and pay what you owe, and they'd be suitably chastened. But because of things like GDPR and because of how the Gardaí have centralised all of this, none of those things operate the way they used to.
The rationale behind having to call 999 to report the crime is so that there's a pulse number assigned to it and that data can be tracked. And we'd work quite closely actually with the Crime Prevention Unit. In fairness to them, they're doing as good a job as they possibly can there, and they just need more resources like every other Garda unit. But it's to track that data and then being able to spotlight and highlight those high crime areas within localities to allow for more Gardaí on the beat in those areas, or more of a focus on those areas. I think they call it hardening, you know, crime hardening, the way they look in and zoom in. But look at, absolutely, but you have to remember our population is growing X. The opportunities for the local guard to know exactly who we're talking about is becoming less and less. And I can understand the quicker responses by being able to call the local station. But unfortunately, then that data is not tracked. And then we're arguing, looking for more guards on the beat and on the street. If the data doesn't back it up, it's hard to argue the point that we need more presence.
That's a good point. Jean, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Jean McCabe is the CEO of Retail Excellence.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.